16-year-old arugula wants to be just like everybody else. But you know, it's kind of hard if you're an alien from the planet Zlagdor. And that is the premise of a new play, Space Girl. Arugula and her dad, Nancy, have come to Earth to see if it deserves a donation. Their home planet Zlagdor has clean air. It would like to give it to Earth, but is the Earth worthy? It's up to Arugula and Nancy to decide. Meanwhile, Arugula has to navigate the social pressures of high school. She finds some comfort in a few uncommon things like salad and roller derby. The play opens tonight at Sonorous Road Theater in Raleigh. It's part of the Women's Theater Festival taking place across the Triangle through August. And the play's co-directors, Sarah and Katie Koop, are here. Welcome to the State of Things. Good to have both of you.
Hi. Thank you for having us.
Thanks.
Good to have us. Sarah, tell us a little more about the premise of this play.
So the premise of the play is about, I guess the aliens coming down to Earth and making sure if it's worth saving, but also adapting at the same time.
And tell us, Katie, is Zlagdor like Earth? How does it compare?
It's a lot more regimented. I would say it would be like Sparta if it were populated by women, like Wonder Woman.
Okay. Okay, so kind of an Amazonian Sparta, that sort of thing.
Yeah.
All right, there you go. And aggressive. Aggression is an important one of the characteristics of Zlagdorians.
Yes.
So now they come here. Nancy, the dad Nancy. Now, what's the significance of that? We got some gender bending going on. Is that part of what's happening in the play, or is it just that's how they name their kids up there in Zlagdor?
I think that Nancy is just a different character. Nancy is... I guess kind of different from the stereotypical macho man. He just loves Target and salad, and he's not afraid to love what he loves.
Or punch a teacher now and then. That happens.
Yes. And also, Nancy believes both Nancy and Charlotte are gender-neutral names. So maybe the research.
So there we go. We got a little bit to research on Zlagdor, but they're here. And this has a little bit to do. I mean, that's part of the fun. But really what we're looking at is the kind of the alien beast that we become as high school kids, or the way in which we feel alien and the way in which our parents feel that we have become alien, and navigating the world of high school. Big part of this?
Yes, definitely. It's hard to be in high school just as a human person, but now adapting as an alien has that extra twist.
Thank goodness there is salad and roller derby to help ease the transition. I want to get a little sample of this play now, and joining me now are two actors, Nick Popeo, and who plays Nancy. Hello, Nick.
Hello. How are
you doing? You're in costume.
Yes.
You're looking pretty cool. That is pretty typically Zlagdorian, though the slight on your T-shirt against the Earth feels a little you know, like hostile.
A little bit. I mean, there is still as we discussed. You know, Nancy is different than a lot of Zlagdorians, but he still has that aggression in his core. So it comes out when he punches the teacher. It comes out at other times, and it comes out when he says Earth sucks.
Yeah, yeah. Well, or it may just be for him the physics of Zlagdor. Maybe there is no gravity. The Earth sucks, and that's what he means by that.
There you go. That's perfect.
Also, Imani McKenzie is here. She is arugula. Hello.
Hi.
And you're looking Zlagdorian yourself.
Yes, very sparkly.
Tell us a little bit about your character.
Arugula Suarez is 16 years old, and is coming from Zlagdor, and she's just really trying to find who she is and find her way around. And she goes through a lot of ups and downs and all arounds and everything, just trying to get herself out there.
How do you get ready for a role like this?
Oh, goodness. I took a lot of this from my personal life because I identify a lot with arugula because I think we're both kind of awkward in a different sense. And I'm kind of young. I'm only 18, so I just got out of that, you know, awkward high school phase. And then also, weirdly, I watched Sheldon from The Big Bang Theory because he's very awkward. And so I kind of just mixed me and him together.
Well, let's see how that worked out. Would you two do a scene for us right now? Maybe
Absolutely.
You can set it up for us too.
Sure. So Nancy is making salad in the kitchen and waiting for arugula to come home from school.
Hey, kiddo, you're just in time for salad. Look, cherry tomatoes. Arugula, human, please.
Cool.
How was school?
better than usual. I think I made a friend.
Oh my gosh. Friends are amazing. I'm always saying that they are the gift that keeps on giving.
She's really nice.
Wow. Nice. That's fantastic. I love it. Nice.
She might come over later.
Oh my God.
But Dad, you have to act normal.
I will be the normalist. What do you want to do? Do you want to make popcorn, pop in a DVD, and do our nails?
No, we're going to go in my room and lock the door and not tell you what we're doing. And you have to stay down here and do human dad stuff, like, check the smoke alarm batteries.
I can do that. Normal human dad stuff. Oh, I talked to your principal on the telephone.
Cool, Dad.
It looks so primitive, but it really works.
Did she say anything about me?
She thinks you're unique.
Oh, that's bad.
Unique is bad? If so, my answers were wholly inappropriate.
Well, they say it's good, but they say it because it means something bad.
Humans! Amazing! I vote save them!
Maybe. Oh, but I did find out what you are today at school.
Oh, gee, what am I?
The humans, they have this word for you. Anthropologist. Anthropologist. It means someone who studies the humans.
Are anthropologists also studying them as an emissary for the Universal Committee on Planetary Preservation in an effort to ascertain whether Earth's atmosphere should be repaired by Zlagdorian funds and resources?
No, I don't think so. But it's something that you can tell people when they ask you about your job.
Well, that's just nifty. Hi, I'm Nancy Suarez, human male and anthropologist.
Hi, I'm Arugula Suarez, occupation student.
High five, girlfriend.
There you have it, a scene from the new play Space Girl. The play opens tonight at the Sonoras Road Theater in Raleigh, part of the Women's Theater Festival taking place across the Triangle. Through August, my guests are actors Nick Popio and Amani McKenzie, and they are joined by co-directors Sarah and Katie Koop. So, Nick, do you need a backstory for the planet for you to understand kind of how different you are and what it is you're adjusting to? Do you have a sense of the backstory, who you were on Zlagdor?
Sure. So some of that's in the script, and some of it's what we kind of talked through. I always find it fascinating when you get to play a character that's this different, but also still very relatable. I think a lot of us struggle with identity and how we relate to other people, as well as to our own respective genders and identities.
Well, Sarah, how do you play this? I'll ask you. You and your sister are both directing this. It is in parts alien, so there's something sort of foreign to us, but obviously we're supposed to connect with it. And a big part of this is the high school scene, but then there's environmental questions. Where do you put your focus as a director? How do you center this piece in your mind?
Well, when Katie and I applied for Space Girl, we already kind of knew that it was kind of absurd and stuff. So we kind of just focused on building the relationships and at the core, so that was something that you can ground yourself in when you're making characters and making choices.
And these are characters in transition, Amani. Arugula is a lesbian coming to terms with her own sexual identity. So again, you're an alien who then has to imagine what it is for aliens to be in this position, but also this kind of question for humans coming into their identity.
Yeah, definitely. It's just a lot of things all at once trying to figure out, you know, and I think especially on Zlagdor, there isn't really, you know, as strict of, rules, I should say, when it comes to things like gender and sexual orientation. Because when, you know, we come down here on Earth, you know, my dad's named Nancy, right, and I just up and find out I'm a lesbian, and it's no big deal. We're sitting talking in the kitchen eating salad about, you know, how it's okay to be a lesbian, which it is. And I think it's a lot easier here for Arugula because it's not, you know, we're not used to such strict things.
Can you do a scene for us that I think addresses this directly?
Yeah, definitely. Hey, Bruce, do you ever feel like you're this alien who sort of just ended up here on Earth And for instance, like, you'll go to a show and you'll sit there and the humans will start clapping and you'll start clapping too. But the whole time you're thinking, like, is this right? Like, is this how humans clap? And that's something simple. You know, talking to people is even worse because you never really know what to say and you never have your beverage ready. And people think your dad is weird and you don't know why, and you answer machines that you're not supposed to answer and people look at you funny. But then, you know, sometimes every once in a while, you have this huge supercharged burst of understanding that makes like a million other things make sense. And you're standing there and you're like, oh, I'm a lesbian alien. And at least that makes sense, right?
There is actor Imani McKenzie performing a scene from the new play Space Girl. It opens tonight on stage at Sonorous Road Theater in Raleigh, part of the Women's Theater Festival taking place across the Triangle in August. And Imani is joined by actor Nick Popeo and the play's directors, co-directors Sarah and Katie Koop. So, Katie, tell us about this festival itself, the Women's Theater Festival.
The Women's Theater Festival started last year. And we have 5 main stage shows. And tonight, right after Space Girl opens, we have Occupy the Stage, which is 24 hours of theater performed around the clock, short and long works. And last year at Occupy the Stage, Space Girl was actually in a staged reading, and that's how it was selected for this festival. And Women's Theater Festival basically aims to correct the gender disparity in theater, because despite having a lot of women in theater, most of the jobs like directing, sound design, stage management, lighting design, just every administrative position is occupied by men usually. And oftentimes the shows even have more men than women, even though more women audition.
This goes back to Shakespeare when, you know, the men were playing women on the stage. And
yeah.
So even when he wrote a female role. What about writing, Sarah? Are all the writers women, or is it just that the plays are about what's the filter there?
All of the writers, all of the playwrights have to be women. And also I believe that 50% of the cast has to be women and 50% of the technical positions have to be women as well.
Very cool stuff. Sarah and Katie Koop are the co-directors of the new play Space Girl, joined by actors Imani McKenzie, who plays Arugula, and Nick Popeo, who plays her dad, Nancy. I want to thank you so much for being on the program.
Thank you.
And thank you for listening. There's more of our show ahead, but I want to tell you about Space Girl. It opens tonight at the Sonorous Road Theater in Raleigh. It runs through Sunday, then back on stage next weekend, part of the Women's Theater Festival that takes place in the Triangle through the month of August. Just ahead, the music of Brazilian-American rock band Added Color. Stay tuned.